Today begins the most momentous week of the year, indeed, in all of history. The cross and resurrection of Jesus are at center stage this morning, the hinge on which God's history turns, whose importance cannot be overstated either for Jesus or for us. The passion of Christ truly is a chorus of voices, some in harmony, many in painful discord. For all the action, the narrator's part is remarkably lean as Luke lets the actors in this story speak to us in their own words. Jesus' teaching at the Last Supper, his fervent prayer in Gethsemane, the words of betrayal and denial, the charges, the mocking, the plea of faith, the kindest words of comfort, the committal, and more tell the story. So this morning we're taking a short break from our Miracles of Lent sermon series, and we're going to let the voices of the Passion speak to us. Just think of it. Every Sunday for some 2,000 years, somewhere, somehow, the voice of Jesus is heard over and over again. Sunday after Sunday, coming from the mouths of his pastors. This is my body given for you. Amazing when you consider it. But it's true. In many places and in many times for 2 millennia, people have gathered to hear the voice of Jesus saying once again, "This is my blood of the New Testament, which is poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins, and do this in remembrance of me." So now, especially today on this Palm Sunday, this Sunday of the Passion, from Luke's gospel narrative that we heard a few moments ago, we want to hear the voice of Jesus rising above the surrounding noise, the noise of this world and the noise in our own souls, for in hearing him we receive life and forgiveness. Many voices in the Passion history, and even down to today, create a rising din that threatens to drown out the voice of Jesus. There are the voices of opposition. There is Judas speaking to the plotters. "What will you give me if I turn him over to you?" There are disciples arguing amongst themselves, "I am the greatest." "No, I am." "No, not you, but Peter or John or..." And Satan says to Peter, to Jesus rather, "Give me Peter. You can keep the rest, but give me, Peter." And again, repeating how he tempted Jesus after his baptism, Satan says,
You don't have to
go to the cross. Just listen to me. Judas speaks again, "The one I kiss, take him." Peter at last finds his voice, but only to speak words of denial. "Woman, I don't know him at all." The soldiers taunt him. "Prophesy! Who hit you?" The council challenges, "If you are the Christ, tell it. Prove it to us." Pilate asks, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Herod demands proof. "Give me a sign. Do something. Don't just stand there. Say something." The crowd demands blood. "Away with him. Crucify. Crucify him." And their voices began to prevail. The rulers congratulate themselves. "He saved others. Let himself save himself if he is the Christ of God." The voices of the Passion are not limited by time and space. Even now, some 2 millennia later, we hear voices in our times and in our lives. The secularist doubts, "He's not really the Christ. Miracles just don't happen." The atheist looks at the evil world around him and declares, "How can a good God allow suffering like this? There is no God." The sinner wonders, "My sins are too great. There is no forgiveness for me." A fearful believer ponders, "What if I deny him like Peter?" The skeptic looks within, "But I don't feel anything at all." A hesitant believer contemplates, can this really be for me? The faithful prayer shouts above the others, Hosanna, Lord, save us now. One of the thieves who heard it all is moved to turn to Jesus and say, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Then rising above the noise and all the competing voices, the voice of Jesus is heard, assuring, truly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. In the same way, we hear the voice of Jesus rising above both the din of the world and the noise in our own souls. First, in his passion, Jesus speaks to the disciples, assuring them that I am among you as one who serves for you. To Peter, promising him, I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. Of himself, he says, the scripture must be fulfilled in me. He was numbered among the transgressors for you. To the Father, he acquiesces, not my will, but your will be done. All so that we can pray with confidence, thy will be done. Knowing that in Jesus, God's will for us is always good. To those who came for him in the garden, he declares, this is your hour and the power of darkness. He went in to darkness for you. Again, to Peter, one wordless look, and Peter weeps bitterly. To Pilate, in answer to his question, you have said so. And when the chorus of crucify, crucify rang out from the crowds, Jesus offered only silence. He offers no defense, and their voices prevail, for Jesus is given over to death for us in our place. To those who lamented and mourned at this injustice, he says, weep not for me, but rather weep for yourselves and for your children. Jesus over and over said and still says, Father, forgive them. That is what he has come to do, bring forgiveness of sins for you. Finally, looking heavenward with longing, he said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. So he begins and he ends with the Father, because the atonement is now complete and full, and free forgiveness is won for you. Even now the voice of Jesus rises above the noise of the world. He does not explain suffering, but he overcomes it by suffering for us. No sin is too great, but he wants you to repent and hear his voice. Father, forgive. To you, he says, bring your doubts, bring your fears, bring them here, and listen to me. All this, from beginning to end, is done for you. It is done because I want you. I have made you mine forever. You are my beloved child. Your sin is forgiven you. To you, he promises, as I rested in the grave, so will you. And as I came forth from the grave, so will I call you forth, raise you from the dead, and you will also be with me in paradise. And he assures you, it depends not on your feeling, but on my word. Just listen for my voice. So once again, we have gathered here on Palm Sunday, the Sunday of the Passion, in the year of our Lord, 2019. We have come again, as he has commanded us, to hear the voice of Jesus once more. This is my body for you. This is my blood shed for you. Hear that voice and believe that the life he gives is for you. In his name, amen.